Walker.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Head and 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Coming up this hour, we're going to talk with Gerald Stoka at the bottom of the hour, Associate Professor, Department of Animal Sciences and Veterinarian at NDSU, refuting the calls from some of our animal rights guests earlier this week who wants Americans to consider the intelligence and emotions of animals. You spoke, the listeners spoke. We did not have a single individual that agreed with the concept of the animal rights individuals and pigs and cows being smarter than dogs and cats. Maybe we shouldn't eat them either. I it's just befuddling to me. Joining us now on the program, Cal Kluwen. He's the executive director of the Theodore Roosevelt Expressway Association. You can check out the information on it, trexpressway.com. Planes to port, Cal. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Highway 85 needs to get done, doesn't it?
Well, we're hoping it does get done. Yeah, it needs to. We're a little behind schedule, but hopefully the mission is moving forward.
I'm a little confused here, Cal. First of all, I know this project's been talked about for a long time, even predates the oil boom, but my understanding is, in a lot of things I've read, that a fast track is underway for US 85, yet I'm seeing editorials in the Bismarck Tribune, Dickinson Press, and other places saying, you know, it needs to happen sooner rather than later, bring Highway 85 up to speed. What's being, you know, in your view, what's not, is there not enough of an effort, a push by DOT? What's the holdup? Are we not expediting this already?
No, the effort from the DOT has really stepped up. You're aware of, and the project is moving forward on a four-lane between Wofford City and Williston. There's some environmental issues that they deal with along the way because of the Missouri River up there with bridges and so forth. But what our thoughts are right now is that the environmental and the planning needs to take place from Wofford City south to I-94. And that part of that corridor runs through the park, and there is some issues with the park and some concerns with the wildlife movement going across an expanded four-lane system.
So my question, I guess, for our audience is, I mean, this is where you're talking about 85 and trying to get that border-to-border. Is enough being done? I mean, it looks like all the attention is to pour these bucks into infrastructure to fast-track these things, specifically on 85 Wofford to Williston. Things take time, but is it going fast enough? Some seem to think it's not going fast enough. Let us know if you have any questions or comments or want to add your two cents in on this at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. So what's not being done to your satisfaction, Cal, as far as the four-laning of 85 border-to-border?
Well, again, this type of project is a piece-by-piece type thing. I think what we want to see is the planning, immediate planning, taking place south of Wofford City, addressing those issues right now. The four-laning is going to be completed, hopefully by 2015, between Wofford City and Williston. Now, that project has been worked on a long, long time, and now it's finally under construction. One of the concerns is, and we always have in North Dakota with our weather conditions and so forth, we have a very, very short construction season, and it takes time to get projects completed. So, we understand that, but I think as in any business or any project that goes on, I think there's always got to be continuous planning, and I think that's what we'd like to see the planning expedite south of Wofford City to I-94 and taking a look at that, addressing, maybe working on the environmental issues through that park and finding out if there are any issues that through the environmental process that are of concern, and hopefully we'd be able to address that.
Cal, one of the things you mentioned, a mile and a half seems to be a big hang-up that keeps coming up in discussions through the park. How do you get around that? How do you expedite that? Or is there a way to just, it's a mile and a half. Is there a way to go around it and not be part of the park?
Well, I guess I hope that I'm assuming there is. You'd have to, you know, acquire easements and so forth. But we got to remember, U.S. 85 is there. It's a corridor that's already there. The easements to expand it to a four-lane or widen it and that type of thing, however it's planned, those easements have to be accessed. And I guess I would like to see those discussions take place of how what the issues are. And I don't know where they're at sitting down to a table and negotiating that out. I think environmental assessment is probably the right way to move ahead and see if what the issues are in that area.
Don in Minot, question for our guest on the Theodore Roosevelt Expressway. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, guys. Hey, right now, the US 85 on north, up there by Highway 5, you know, Fortuna area. I mean, they're working hard on that, but every time it rains, we get stuck with the trucks in that doggone mess. You can only go so fast getting this road four-laned. I mean, it's going to take a while to get it done. In my perspective, my view, the worst part, the hardest part is definitely going through the park. Going across the little Missouri River down there, I would assume they're going to have to build at least one more bridge to do it. And it is, you know, it's tough going through there, you know, when you've got traffic backed up all the way up and down the doggone hill over there. But, you know, I wish it was just more passing lanes. You know, if there was some way of making temporary passing lanes so traffic can get by.
You know, Cal, that brings up another point, the Long X Bridge. That seems to be a bottleneck, a point of contention. There's those that don't want it removed. There's those that want it remaining in place. What's the solution to getting around the issue with the Long X Bridge? Because you got a bottleneck down there, which is preventing it from being a four-lane.
Well, the bridge is certainly an issue, and it's a choke point for that area. And basically, when you look at modern freight movements, and specifically with the freight movements that are moving up and down Highway 85, going, they might be coming from Casper or Houston or wherever it may be coming from, up and down the corridor, getting to that Williston, getting to that area up into the Bakken. That bridge is non-functional for freight movements, and you know, it's been down due to some structural damage. It's been down for repairs and that type of thing. I guess, you know, it needs to be addressed of how that is going to be replaced. I drive the road. I'm not a surveyor and I'm not a engineer, but I come around the corner and I think about how that could be straightened out and a new bridge put in. Every time I go across it, I'm sure other people do too. But that's the point that we're trying to get at with the Theodore Roosevelt Expressway and the association is start the planning in that region. Is there any reason why we can't sit down, the powers, sit down and start the planning through that region and try to get along with what the issues may be? And I think an environmental process would help with that, but I'd like to see people sit at the table myself.
And is that your beef right now, that planning hasn't started?
Right now it has not started south of Wofford City that we're aware of.
All right, so you're thrilled that Watford to Williston is fast-tracked, but the bigger issue is sounds like the logjam at the park and just getting the planning going so we're going beyond the distance that's already been expedited.
Exactly. You know, start with a good planning process that includes the environmental. We started several years ago, not to backtrack, but we started several years ago with the DOT to partner with them in 2008 to look at a corridor management plan. And the first phase of that plan took place, and basically it was the issue along 85 was just really becoming overwhelming. So that first phase of that plan was not completed or completed with information that probably wasn't current. And so they went back and tried to revisit that, and I really don't know if it's ever moved any farther. But what a corridor management plan would do would address the economic impacts of the region with great movements and what we're experiencing now in 85.
Cal, thank you very much. We're coming up against a break quickly in just a few seconds. What's the website again? How do people get involved with this? And how difficult has it been being a patchwork process like this instead of just getting something done?
Well, we understand, you know, it's piece by piece, and road construction takes a lot of time, a lot of planning to do it right, and we're looking forward to get it completing, you know, sometime in the future, hopefully in the near future. Our website is www.trexpressway.com. Look forward to hearing from anybody, and we're just working diligently and working with the DOT, the federal delegation, our state delegation to make awareness that this thing is, you know, it can be an asset to North Dakota.
Cal, thank you very much. We're up against the break. Cal, we'll talk again. What's in your mind? More of your phone calls coming up. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
800-228-0550. And tell us, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott Hillam with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find Longevity. The Longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is a place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with Longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Dwayne Daly from Midas Resources, August 5th, 2013. Gold opened today at $1,308.65. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,342.98, a half ounce for $671.94, and a quarter ounce for $335.75. That's $1,342.98, $671.94, and $335.75.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hannon. This is What's on Your Mind, and we want to know. 800-228-0550. Chance for some more callers in this segment for you to weigh in on the news of the day. 701-258-0550. We didn't get to all of you on Obamacare. A robust debate broke out on that yesterday, specifically what you want your member of Congress here in the Northern Plains to do. And we had Jim Casper call in, who's a legislator from eastern part of the state, and say that, hey, get the facts straight here. It wouldn't be Republicans who are shutting down government. it would be Democrats who would be shutting down government if they didn't agree to defund Obamacare. And Jim Casper is exactly right on the facts, but I think politically, reality teaches us, history teaches us that, you know, the majority of the media are not going to report it that way. It'll be seen as a Republican battle. Big question we were asking is, you know, do you shut it down? Do you not do it? How do you, what's the best approach to fight Obamacare? A change of the keys of who runs the show in 2014 in the Senate, or a battle right now with a showdown? So you can weigh in. A lot of folks on both sides of that issue. Highway 85. I'm a little confused on this, Highway 85 thing. I guess what Cal is saying is just, you know, go, go, go. Plan now, go now. Don't be, you know, there is a widening. There is an effort specifically targeting the expediting of the work between Watford City and Williston, but he's saying it's not enough. Looks like the holdup's in the park. And just, you know, answer every objection now. In that sense, who can argue with that?
Well, it seems like from an infrastructure standpoint, this is a project that should have been seriously addressed a long time ago, long, long time ago, decades ago, from a trade perspective. And now it's turned into an oil patch perspective. So things are getting done, and it's getting moved forward, but it's piecemeal, and it's catch-up for a project that should have been addressed and looked at and probably done 10, 15, 20 years ago, but nobody looked at the project as an economic impact back then. Back then, it was just the right thing to do. It was the right thing to invest in for the future. Now we're trying to play catch-up. That's not the right attitude when it comes to what's going on in the oil patch. You know, ask the folks in Boomtown, Williston. You know, they're playing catch-up. A lot of communities in the oil patch are playing catch-up, and that's not where anybody or any community wants to be.
I understand, but we are where we are. My only thought is that folks need to realize things take time, right? I mean, and in the case of 85, there are a lot of things that are expedited. I mean, there is more money being thrown at infrastructure problems than is there's the logistic ability to spend and do right now, right? So there is, you know, there is also a need for just some common sense and breathe deep, know that things are going to take time, and that I think there's an argument to be made that there is a little bit of catch-up already starting to take place, right? And the market's sorting this out, more housing's coming online, there's more things being done, but I think we tend to kind of have a now. You know, we have this ATM super lightning-fast, you know, internet speed mentality of everything's just got to happen, poof, now. And it's just, that's not reality. You know, things take time. So I think the reasonable thing here is to push and to do, but to realize you're not going to be able to snap your fingers. With this much of activity happening this fast here, it takes time. Every community's living that, seeing that, breathing it, and hopefully, cooler heads will prevail in all of this. I thought of you, Steve, when I saw this story about Colorado apartment building owners telling their tenants they have to get rid of their guns or leave. Should landlords be able to tell gun owners to get rid of their guns or face eviction in America?
Absolutely not.
Think about that. Okay.
Now, sorry. If you think about it from a practical standpoint, think of it as a place of business. That is the landowner's place of business. But
property.
The property is it's your place of business, and I think you have the right to say no. We don't want to allow, in the case of concealed carries, in because that's not what my business wants to do. Well, great, and it's my choice to not go there. Housing's a different animal, and this isn't about concealed carry. This is just about if I'm a hunter, I can't rent from this guy because I've got guns.
That's fine up front. If you know that up front, I guess, right? Then it would be, full disclosure. But of course, in this case, they're saying, all right, you're here, you don't get rid of your guns,
but
you're
booted.
But
what's next? And that's the problem. Everything is a domino effect. What's next? Oh, I don't like children, so I'm not going to rent to people with children. I don't like old people. They smell funny. I'm going to not rent to people that are over 55.
I'm curious what the audience thinks here. Should landlords be able to tell gun owners to get rid of their guns or face eviction in the name of property rights? Let us know what you think. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's some answers on our Facebook question about this, which you can always find from our whatsonyourmindradio.com website. Get you to the Facebook link or to follow us on Twitter. Jason says, their property, their rules. John says, if that's what they want, disclose that before the person moves in. If it's after, they can kick rocks. I like that answer. They can kick rocks, and I tend to agree there. I think if full disclosure up front, fine, if those are the rules. But after the fact, that smacks of not recognizing the Constitution. Sean says, idiocy, unconstitutional. These liberal lunatics think they can ban anything now. Is there a pressure cooker addendum on the lease? Adam says, sure, and let's include bats, hammers, knives, matches, shovels, ovens, scissors, lighters. 100% ridiculous. Paul says, let's see. In Grand Forks, they want to make it illegal for someone to discriminate against all rent, but another town wants to discriminate against someone's constitutional right to keep and bear arms. Either case, it should be the landowner's decision. A landowner should be able to rent to whoever they want with whatever rules they want, including someone's sexual orientation, or even if they will allow pets or alcohol on the property. Matt says, John's spot on. Want to refresh from what John said? Their property? No, John was the one that said they can kick rocks. In other words, if it's what they disclose beforehand, person moves in, fine. If it's after, bad deal. So
I'm a vegan. I think it's cruel to animals, so only vegetarians can rent my property. Or... to me, this is just so, it's asinine, Scott. It's just asinine. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, also the website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. We'll take you to our Facebook or our Twitter pages as well. You can chime in there also. We want to know what's on your mind. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Bottom of the hour, Gerald Stocky, or Stock, Associate Professor, Department of Animal Sciences and Veterinarian at UND, or at NDSU, refuting the animal rights guy that we had in their little project. What is on your mind today? Let's go to Grand Forks. Mark, what is on your mind?
Well, the Declaration of Independence says legitimate government depends on the informed consent of the governed. But what we get from both parties and media hacks are lies. They intentionally misinform, whether it's Obamacare or energy policy, for example. Yesterday it was reported that Secretary Interior Jewell and John Holman and the delegation touring the state are for all of the above when it comes to energy. However,
how about this? Let's hold the Interior Secretary to that. I'm all for all of above too. More calls after the break. Thanks, Mark.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now 800-228-0550.
The Bakken is buzzing about drill and dry absorbents from Green Technologies. Green Technologies is the exclusive distributor of drill and dry, a product that can save you time and save you money in the oil patch. It is the best all-natural absorbent product specifically produced for oil field applications. Drill and dry from Green Technologies. Find out more at gtmwt.com. That's their website, gtmwt.com, or call 855-246-4312. It's a fine-grade product with unique properties made as an efficient absorbent commonly used for oil and water cleanup, spills, and other environmental remediation. And the high absorption results in rapid drill bit cuttings drying. High internal void volume results in savings up to 30% too. Drill and dry. The best all-natural absorbent specifically produced for oil field applications. Green Technologies is the place to get drill and dry. Call 855-246-4312 or online at gtmwt.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear.
This is What's There's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennon. We have a guest that is joining us from the NDSU Extension Service in a moment here just to give us a little bit of a response to some of the, well, what many of our listeners saw was pure craziness from a listener that was from the animal sanctuary earlier in the week. So we'll look forward to that conversation. We have some calls waiting here, though, before we get to our guests. So let's go to those. Hope, North Dakota. I love that there's a Hope, North Dakota.
Yeah,
and Robert is in Hope.
Yeah,
right now. How are you, Robert?
Here I am. I got two things on my mind and about the senators and government people, whatever. Well, them people that call in on this here stuff, we, the people of North Dakota or of America, are the ones that voted them in. So we'll just leave it alone on that. Now, there's a sign I see along the highways every once in a while, and there's one south of town here on Highway 5 that says Info Cell 511. Well, I've dialed that number, and I don't get nothing. What does that mean? What is it?
511 is the where you get the road reports, right? By mile marker?
Yeah, weather, road reports, whatever, yeah. But
I believe it's pound 511.
How many more numbers should a guy dial? I've dialed the 701 and then the 511. I've dialed just the 511. And I don't get nothing.
I think it's pound 511. You do the pound sign, then 511. Try that, Robert.
I will try that next.
Let us know if it doesn't work, and my best to everybody in Hope.
Yeah, that should be the answer. Thanks, Robert. Benjamin, quickly in Fargo, what's on your mind today?
Hello, this is Benjamin from Fargo, North Dakota here. I just wanted to call in and talk about Miracle Sweet Day for Dairy Queen. And just kind of a little change of topic. I mean, we do have a lot of hope here in North Dakota. And I'd like to give a lot of hope out there to all the children's milk and network hospitals that are helping children around America. And everybody in Dubai today donates a dollar or more to the Children's Miracle Network. So stop in at any local DQ all around the nation. Go ahead and do it. It's a good cause. You can have a little bit of ice cream. Come on in and get your favorite treats. And I just wanted to call in and talk about that. So any thoughts on that, you guys?
Well, we're with you. We had actually the Sanford Health.
I'm heading to Dairy Queen this afternoon.
We had the Sanford Health Children's Miracle Network program director on last hour talking about that very thing. So we're with you, Ben. Thanks for calling. And Ben says hit to a DQ in Fargo today, and at least a buck. Yeah, he's calling from Fargo, but we know that I brought off a whole list of just go to a DQ. Safe bet you're going to be able to participate there. This is a great deal. All right.
Blizzard goes for a great cause. Let's go to Gary real quickly in Keene. What's on your mind today?
Gary's gone, so we're going to go to our guest.
Okay.
Yeah, and by the way, my apologies in I got the NDSU part right, but our guest is not from the Extension Service, but rather the Associate Professor of the Department of Animal Sciences and Veterinarian at NDSU. And Gerald Stocka is with us. Gerald, how are you doing?
I'm fine, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Did you happen to hear our conversation with the gentleman from the Someone Project, the Farm Advocacy, or actually he was the Advocacy Director for Farm Sanctuary. His name is Bruce Friedrich, and Bruce was highlighting research that depicts pigs, chickens, cows, and other farm animals as more intelligent and emotionally complex than commonly believed, and was making the argument, hey, we don't eat dogs. Why are we eating these animals? Every single caller disagreed with him, but I understand there are some other things that you wanted to respond to. Did you hear our conversation?
I heard parts of it, Scott. I was kind of busy doing some other things. Happened to be in Jamestown at a dairy event. I am actually with Extension as well as NDSU, as you know, as an Extension service. So I'm an Extension Livestock Specialist or Stewardship Specialist. But I also have a research appointment at NDSU. I'm in the Department of Animal Science with a great group of colleagues to work with.
All right. So tell me what you think most needed a response.
Well, I think what I felt like is that we just needed a reasoned approach to come back and talk about what we do in agriculture. And let me begin, Scott, by just telling you what my position here is. And I like to talk about it because it's the only one like it in the United States. North Dakota State University and the legislature of North Dakota had the foresight to create a position that's called livestock stewardship. And really, in my mind, this position was created to help restore the communication, trust, and respect that used to exist, I believe, between those of us that produce food and those of us that consume food. Now, of course, we all consume food, but there are many that live in certain population centers, in fact, most population centers, that are many generations, one, two, sometimes three, and more generations away from the direct production of food. And so we get a lot of, I guess, what we would consider from time to time some strange ideas about what food production is all about and about how animals are handled and managed and what the husbandry practices are. And so that's why I kind of felt the need to come on and just kind of give a reasoned approach through the lenses of my eyes and how I look at agricultural production and livestock production. And I'll admit, Scott, I'm up front, I'm very biased and very prejudiced about this because I am one. I'm one of those that not only work and live in the agricultural industry, but I'm a livestock producer as well.
Well, hey, look, you're with the lion's share of folks. And, you know, we made it a point that we're going to put callers on, or guests, rather, on, that callers are not going to agree with. And I thought the callers did a pretty good job of sort of policing the common sense, reasonable argument in that conversation. A few folks said, why do you put this guy on? But obviously, you were probably aware of this effort where they brought the inflatable pigs to North Dakota in the pen and protesting Walmart by saying they shouldn't be buying pork from producers that put pigs in the tight confinement. That was in the news. We have a bio burger in the news. We got all kinds of crazy things going on, so we thought an appropriate time to hear from somebody with a view that the majority of our listeners disagreed with. And by the way, what do you think of that argument about pork producers mistreating pigs in those tight confinements?
Yeah, mistreatment is in the eye of the person, the lens of the person looking at it. And a lot of times what we do with certain facilities and housing, and I wouldn't say I'm an expert in pig production. I'm quite a ways removed from it. But what we've done really there is to protect pigs. I mean, really, that's the reason we've done so. You know, when we used to have open sow housing, and some still do, you have to be very careful how you manage pigs in groups, especially sows, because they do establish a pecking order just like perhaps we do on the human side, but we do it because we tend to be just a little bit more civilized how we do it. But pigs aren't, and sows can be really nasty and mean to one another, so you have to be very careful how you do that. So sometimes we put them in gestation crates to kind of remove that severe pecking order that develops, and we also use what we call farrowing crates to protect those little ones because sometimes cows, or sows, I mean, seem to go through a postpartum depression and can be really mean to their little pigs. So in many cases, we're doing these things not for necessarily our benefit, and in effect, it actually makes more work, but we actually do it for the pig's benefit. And I know some people don't agree with that, but really that's what we've done. And, you know, and there's, and we're always looking for the right answers. No matter
Gerald,
if we're talking beef cattle or pigs, we're looking for the right answers. Are we doing the right thing? Are we doing the right things for the animals? Are we doing the right things to improve their health and improve the productivity of the pigs that are the animals that we're responsible for? And that's really my position, is being in the stewardship position. It's the management of things that are entrusted to one's care. And these animals are entrusted to us, and we have to provide careful and responsible management to those animals.
Gerald, this is Steve. It's almost like you want to think of it in terms of those pens are social services, because the pigs can't help themselves. It's for their own protection. A friend of mine and I had gotten into the discussion after the program when they were on earlier this week. It's really, people think of this as a long-term situation. It's not a long-term situation. How long are those pigs in those pens?
You know, and Steve, I'm going to get out of my area of expertise pretty quickly. You know, I practiced veterinary medicine for a number of years in the 80s in North Dakota, and our pig operations were different then than they are now. And so I couldn't even give you a good idea of how long they're actually in gestation crates and farrowing crates. It's not for a long period of time, you know, but I just couldn't give you a good number on that. So it's probably best for me to stay out of that discussion.
Is
but
it fair to say, I had one person tell me off the air about that debate. He said, you know, just think of the mentality that if you mistreat an animal, the animal's not going to produce for you, right? You're not going to get the amount of, you know, you don't have to be a expert, if you will, to know that mistreating animals isn't going to ultimately produce the results you want. Is that a fair statement?
That's exactly right, Scott. And I mean, that's a big part. I mean, you know, I'm on the radio at least once a week talking about some of these issues. And so I get asked questions, why do we put pigs inside, or why do we put chickens inside? You know, on a day like this, all of us, animals included, would probably like to be outside. But every day isn't like this in North Dakota or in many states around our country. And so we provide housing to control the environment, to control their diets, to control them from predators, to control them in many cases from infectious diseases. That's why we provide housing, at least on the poultry and the swine side. Now, in the cattle industry, it's a little bit different, because for much of their lives, they actually live outdoors. In fact, I had a question yesterday from a gentleman in Pennsylvania wondering about raising cattle in Montana and how it gets cold and how they can tolerate it. And cattle, you know, fall into my expertise, I guess, but cattle have an amazing ability to be flexible, to recalibrate themselves to where they live. We raise cattle in South America. We raise cattle up in this country and in North Dakota, and we have cattle that adapt to their environment incredibly well. As long as we provide food for them, we provide water for them, we provide at times just windbreaks for them, they're amazing creatures that I think we've been given the privilege of taking care of. And I consider it an honor not only to be in this position, I am at North Dakota State, but an honor to be a rancher myself.
Gerald, let's get to the phones. Lance in Williston, what's on your mind today?
Thank you for taking my call. I was calling. I was actually a manager of one of these facilities for just short of 4 years, hog facilities, that is. And I think there's a lot of misinformation out there about what's going on in these facilities. I believe personally that these facilities are set up for the benefit of the animals. I know in our system, I know your gift that you had on the other day tried to convince people that we force feed these pigs antibiotics. Well, that isn't the case at all. The only time these pigs get antibiotics is if they're just weaned. We'll put them on a medicated feed for a short time, maybe 2 weeks. And then we'll medicate incidentally in the event we have a sick pig that comes up. And anytime we give antibiotics...
Hey, Lance, do us a favor. Lance, if you would, just hold that thought a sec. We're up against the break. Back with more after this.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Hey, it's Scott, and I want you to meet a guy by the name of Bruce and his brother Wayne at Legacy Steel Buildings. Here's why I want you to meet them. They can build anything. That's right. And you know what? They know a little bit about doing business in this part of the world, because they've been doing it for a lot of years. They now build buildings all across the planet. Recently named the North Dakota Exporter of the Year, because they're doing business in like 100 countries. So What's happening in the Bakken is nothing to these guys. They've seen it all from Madagascar to Zimbabwe and everywhere in between. 800-237-9620. Legacy Steel. 800-237-9620. From churches to storage buildings, horse barn, arenas, agriculture, trucking, garage, workshops, commercial aviation hangars, you name it. Legacy Steel can build it for you. Ask for Bach and Bruce, the problem solver, at 800-237-9620 and tell them Scott sent you.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Can you go without a good meal for 3 days? Is your pantry prepared for what's around the corner? At PantryPrepared.com, we offer gourmet meals for any budget. They're GMO-free, contain no MSG, and have a 25-year shelf life. Gluten-free meals are also available. Order this week and get free shipping and a free cube stove that heats up to 1,200 degrees. To learn more about a free 1-year supply package, visit PantryPrepared.com. That's PantryPrepared.com or call 801-913-1441.
Are you ready to fight back? Fight back against the army of spies, scammers, and government wonks that are hell-bent on stealing your information? Let me ask you one question. What are you doing right now to protect your privacy? Learn how to take your identity off the grid and even disappear forever with this weird trick at PrivacyRadio.com. I'll show you how to protect yourself and your family from big government and big business in just 10 easy steps. Go to PrivacyRadio.com to learn more.
In your mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio, what's on your mind, radio.com. We're talking with Gerald Stocka, associate professor, Department of Animal Sciences and Veterinarian at NDSU. Wanted to let Lance finish up his comments. Taking a look at the forecast around the region, temperature-wise, looked like it'd be a pretty good day. 65 in Bismarck-Mandan this hour, 57 in Williston-Dickinson, 63. Minot, 59. Jamestown, 63. Devil's Lake, 59. Grand Forks, 63. Fargo, 67. Billings-Miles City, Montana, both at 62 this hour. Mobridge, South Dakota, 69. And Lemon, South Dakota, at 61. Lance, if you could finish on your expertise in the matter.
Yeah, you know, I was talking about the antibiotics. When we medicate a sow or a piglet or whatever, we have to log that information on a sheet, and that information has to be kept by our company for, I believe it's 2 years. the USDA can come in at any time and look through our medication records, verify that this is being done. If we send cull sows to slaughter, for instance, and they pull a sample and they're high in antibiotics, we're going to get in trouble. You know, so I think the idea that we're forcing antibiotics is a misconception. Another thing, you know, they mentioned the Walmart issue. Now, I know these people, their goal is to eliminate animal agriculture completely, but for those of us who like pork chop or bacon, 90-plus percent of the pork produced in the United States comes from these confinement barns. And if it wasn't for these confinement barns, if they were all gone tomorrow, there wouldn't be a pork chop in the state of North Dakota that you could go and buy for anybody that has a limited income anyway would be able to buy.
Lance, so, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Fred, Valley City, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, what you got here is a much bigger picture, and that is vegetable rights. A stalk of celery is no less alive than a pig or a cow. They reproduce, they respirate, they grow. If you look at the requirements to, you know, classify something as being alive, stalks of celery, leaves of spinach are alive. I would like to use your show to organize a million-ton march on Washington in support of celery rights.
Well, good luck assembling that crowd, Fred. Appreciate the call. You're almost as funny as the guy that just sent us a note on Facebook saying, if the determining factor on whether we eat an animal or not were intelligence level, we would be grilling Democrats. I mean, the places this is going is just inconvenient for us, Steve. We're trying to have a serious discussion here about some crazy animal rights individuals.
Well, it is almost Friday.
The listeners are taking us.
Let's go to
Gerald. Anything you want to add to either of those calls?
Well, yeah, Scott. My goal here was not to necessarily, you know, tear down Bruce, who was on yesterday. And because what happens is, my really argument with Bruce and the things that they talk about is that they tend to be flamethrowers. And the only people that get hurt with flamethrowing is those of us in agriculture that produce food. I mean, anything that hurts the demand for our product is a serious. And so it doesn't hurt Bruce. It just helps Bruce when he throws flames. And most of them are not, obviously not true. And so it's easy to do it. It's kind of like asking you or me, when did you stop beating your wife? And, you know, you just don't, it's hard to defend against those kinds of statements, even though all of us in agriculture know they're absolutely patently false. I think there's a bigger issue here, Scott, and that's this business of food production in this country. We need to take it very seriously. I don't know that we'll ever face a time, and I can't be sure about this, when we're going to have food shortages necessarily in this country. But does there exist food shortages around the world? Absolutely there does. There are people that are hungry all the time. And so let's say the United States goes out of business with agriculture, just stops producing food, and instead of using the land resources we have for crop production and growing livestock, that they're just sitting there and being looked at. And I know that's an extreme hypothetical. What happens to food production around the world? What happens to the cost of food around the world? We have more starving people. We really need to be as supportive as we possibly can of food production. Yeah, are all of us concerned about animal well-being and animal welfare and doing what's right and being good stewards? Absolutely. But we can't forget that big picture that we have more people all the time. And this business of food production is really a serious business.
No, you're absolutely right. And the threats are out there from these crazy extreme views are no different than what the energy sector faces when you say, you know, I mean, a goal being a Buffalo Commons where we don't use fossil fuels. Same thing on some of these, you know, crazy ideas that, oh, we don't eat dogs, so why should we eat chickens and pigs because they're intelligent? Just totally disrupts the food chain and something you do need to take serious without question. Do we have time for Gene and Bismarck? Gene, real quick, give us your 10-second headline.
Yeah, I raised pigs as a young man on the farm, and you didn't let a dog or a chicken or a child, or you didn't go into the hog pen by yourself, because the pigs would eat you if they had the chance to. So as far as being on the bottom of the food line, they're not.
All right, Gene.
Thanks for the phone call, Gene.
And Gerald, thanks for standing up for common sense and doing what you do at NDSU. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, Scott. Good to be on your show, and let me know when I can help at any time.
Absolutely, Gerald. Thank you very much. What's on your mind? Another good day on Thursday. Normal or Nuts Friday coming up tomorrow. Thank you, Steve Bachman and Scott Hammond.
We say adios. God bless you, and thank you for listening to What's on Your Mind. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stages. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff. Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.